The field of candidates for Idaho's lieutenant governor has again increased. The tally of GOP hopefuls seeking the position is now at 5. Matt Gillum reports on the latest person to enter the race and what it means to be Idaho's second highest executive.
The former chairman of the state's Republican Party, Steve Yates, is the most recent to throw a hat in the ring for lieutenant governor. The businessman from eastern Idaho previously served as an aide to Vice President Dick Cheney. Yates joins a crowded field to replace incumbent Brad Little. Two Republican members of the state legislature are running, Senator Marv Hagedorn and Representative Kelly Packer, a former candidate for governor, Steve Pankey, and a businesswoman from Idaho Falls, Janice McGeechan, have also announced their bids. I had one question for Justin Vaughn, associate political science professor at Boise State. Why are so many people interested in being Idaho's lieutenant governor?
You know, it's a great opportunity to continue your political career, to build name recognition throughout the state. It's a position that is not very well defined, and so lieutenant governors can turn it into really whatever kind of a position they want.
And the job is part-time. Vaughn says the lieutenant governor's main job is to stand in for the acting governor when he or she leaves the state, but there should be more to it.
Governor Otter, when he was lieutenant governor, really kind of professionalized and expanded the role. He took it upon himself to sell Idaho products throughout the world. And Lieutenant Governor Little has kind of followed in those footsteps.
You got to be a self-starter to make something out of this job, because otherwise you could hypothetically just be bowling every day until the governor leaves the state.
You could absolutely mail it in if you wanted to, for sure.
This is the first time in 30 years there's been an open race for lieutenant governor. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.